Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page. The readings are taken from John chapter 7, from verse 37 to 39, and the Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. Today our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, begins our sermon series on Pentecost, and the talk is entitled, The Tangible Presence of God.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us this morning. If you come here feeling weary, unsure of the future, would the Holy Spirit just come and fill you? The disciples were together, unsure of their future, and then the Holy Spirit came. And Lord, we pray for your church throughout this whole nation, with all the uncertainty of the future that lies ahead of it. Holy Spirit, would you fill the churches in this nation? Would your fire just burn forth? Would you break us, mold us, melt us into the people of God that we are called to be? Amen.
Our first reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. And it's where Jesus talks about living water, but about the Spirit coming. On the last day, and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13.
Just to give you a little bit of information, Jesus has been taken up into heaven. The disciples are together in Jerusalem, in an upper room, and we're told that there were about 120 of them. They just decided that they were going to replace Judas with Matthias, and then this is what happens next. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all gathered together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in others' tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came and together in bewilderment, because each one of them heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all of these who are speaking Galileans? How can it that each of them hears our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them all declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some said, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." This is the word of God. Thanks to God.
Children, you have the choice. You can come forward and have some beanbags or whatever they call beanbags, yeah? Kind of beanbags there. Or I'm going to give the microphone to my wife and you're going to have to answer some questions. There we go. So I'm pretty sure they will stay there. Okay. And it's questions for everybody. Good. Now imagine you are at home and it's really this hot, sunny summer day. Delightful because it's sunny, but just so hot. So you're inside your house or apartment. What do you do to keep yourself cool? So, children, there is a microphone there. Vashti is going to go around. And grown-ups also.
Invite people over for a water gun fight.
You invite people for a gun, you know, water gun fight. You wouldn't have thought about that. There we go. Anything else? A cold shower, yeah, okay, lots of water.
We can use a fan.
And what does the fan do? It blows air.
Pulls you down.
Yes, it blows air. Well, I brought my fan. There we go. I have my fan. I'm going to plug it in. Children, can you see my fan?
Children, come on to the front and see what the vicar's doing.
There we go. See what the vicar's doing. Half of those are my children, so hopefully they will obey. So, I have my fan here. I'll put number 3 in. There we go. Now, it's blowing air. Now, can you see air? Can you see air? We can't really see air around us. But can you see that it's actually blowing air? Why? Why do you think you can see that it's actually blowing air? Yeah? Oh, there is someone there.
Your little red things are flying out.
So there's some strings there, and you can see that those strings are moving, indeed. So you can see that something is happening. What else? How do you know that air is moving?
A piece of string is swirling around.
Yeah, there's the sphere. Yeah, what else? What else? I need a microphone for that. You can feel it. So if I put, there we go, I think you can feel it, and that's why, yeah. And also, you can hear it. Yeah. So we can see, we can feel, and we can hear. Now, again, you said we can't see air or wind, but what else? How do we know, for example, when a boat is on a lake or the sea, that there is wind around?
Because it will help them to move.
It helps them to move. It gives them energy and power to move. Well done, well done. There we go. And last one. Now, you might not know what it is, but that was a big success yesterday. That was the rocket launch. Yeah, tell me.
It uses fuel and air to launch it up.
So we had to put a little bit of water, but it really was all about air that we had to inject in, and it would compress, and the pressure would get so big that at some point the water would go this way and it would launch the rocket up. And it was incredible. So, all into the trees too.
On the church roof.
What does it have to do with Pentecost, with the coming of the Holy Spirit? Well, they experience something similar. We don't see the Holy Spirit, but at Pentecost, in that story, they heard like a sound, a blowing or a violent wind. They could feel on their skin, most probably their hair were kind of going all directions. The wind, they could feel it on themselves. And they could see tongues of flames. But they could also see the results of being filled by the Holy Spirit. They were speaking tongues they had never learned before. Now, of course, it's in a sense a one-off. It was the launch, a little bit like this rocket. The launch of something new that God was doing. It was also something a little bit similar to what we are celebrating. When the Queen was launched into her 70 years of service, 70 years ago as a Queen, she was coronated. She was installed as the Queen. And so first Jesus had to be, in a sense, coronated or enthroned as the true king. That's the ascension. Jesus standing and sitting at the right hand of God, being now revealed as the true heir of heaven and earth, the King of kings. And as a king, he is enabling his followers to continue his mission, to continue what he started. And so Pentecost, what it means, 50 days after the death and resurrection of Jesus, it was a well-known festival, and that's why so many people from everywhere in the known world was coming to Jerusalem. It was a pilgrim festival. And so thank you very much, Sarah, for telling us all those names and countries and peoples that came. And the followers of Jesus, 120, experienced the coming of the Holy Spirit. They could see, they could feel, and they could hear. And then there was also two other things, the wind and the fire. And thank you so very much, Chris, for telling us about those two aspects of the fire, the consuming fire and the comforting reality of fire. And you see, God always speaks in a language that people understand. For us, it feels a bit foreign. Wind, fire, tongues of fire, those festival pilgrims. But for them, it was part of their culture. There were lots of symbols that they would readily understand. The wind was a symbol of God's spirit. One of their prophets, Ezekiel, was called to prophesy to the wind and called it to blow on the dead bodies in the valley of his vision. And it was the breath of God that breathed into them and filled them with new life. They would have understood that. God is doing something new through us, giving us new life. In John, the wind blows where it pleases, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know whence it comes and where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And John the Baptist had foretold the coming of the one who would carry out a baptism of wind and fire. So for them, it made sense. For us, it's very strange, tongues, fire, but for them, it was all part of what they were prepared for. Tongues, we hear about people speaking in tongues of nations, a kind of reversal of the big story of the Old Testament, the story of Babel, when nations were spread and separated because they couldn't understand each other. But now we have this universal language of God's forgiveness for whoever is willing to repent and to follow him and fill us with his presence and his love. It was not just an outside experience, signs they could feel, they could see, they could hear. It was an inside, inward experience. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And so in John, we hear those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's like rivers of living water will flow from within them. Again, for us, it seems it doesn't really make sense. But for them, that chapter of John 7, it was another big festival at that time. There were three big festivals, the one of Pentecost, the Passover, and this one. And in that festival, they were remembering the goodness of God through their lives, their 40 years in the desert, that God protected them, fed them, and made sure they were hydrated. Water was very important. And for 40 years, they had water. And when they got into struggle, there is a story of Moses hitting a rock and water springing out. So they understood living water. But now it's not about a rock or the Old Testament. It's about a person, Jesus. Those who were going to start following Jesus, believing what he did, that he died for them, rose so that they could be free from sin and death. Water, living water, new life, a transformation from within would happen. And so for them, although it was strange, it told a story that was quite familiar. And finally, in this passage, the Holy Spirit gave them power to tell others about the greatness of God. And they didn't have to do much. They just had to be there and ready and available. They were witnesses. And that's the main call of the Christian life, to be witnesses, to tell the story to others of what God has done in your life. Telling your story is not really difficult, but it is costly. In that passage, we have the kind of same reaction you will have when you tell the story. Some will be amazed. Wow, I can really see God is real. I can see it in your life. I want to know more. Tell me about this Jesus. Some will be perplexed, and some maybe will make fun of you. They will laugh. God promised by His Holy Spirit to enable us to be His witnesses. God wants us that we experience the same kind of realities that the disciple had. He wants us to feel the Holy Spirit, to know deep within us that God is for us when we are His son or daughter, that there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ, that God is making us able to accomplish His purpose. He wants us to hear Him when we are with one another, when we read scripture, when we pray, and He wants us to know His direction, to be led by Him. So as a conclusion, I'm just going to take a moment of quietness, and we'll ask again to the Holy Spirit to come. And the Holy Spirit gives strength, is a spirit of wisdom, it's a spirit of comfort, we heard, an advocate, a defender. It's a spirit that gives gifts to His church so we are able to do His work and that produce fruits. So I'll go through, and if it speaks to you, make it your own prayer. So come, Holy Spirit. Maybe this morning you need strength. Strength to face the day. Life feels hard. It's like rowing in a boat against the wind, not with the wind. Holy Spirit, come and strengthen those who need your strength. Strength for service, strength and for courage, for perseverance, strength of faith and conviction. And maybe you're in a place where you see God's wisdom, direction, to be wise in your decision, in how you use your time, the skills God gave you and the gifts. So Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, come and guide. Guide us in your perfect plans, in discerning the way of life, in knowing the truth that will set us free. And maybe this morning you need healing and wholeness. It's not just the body, but memories, emotions. Maybe you need to be reconciled to God or to someone else. Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, reveal what we need, maybe to confess and repent of. And show us the love and forgiveness poured by Jesus on the cross. Bring your healing in our minds, souls, and bodies. Maybe you are hurt and in pain or worried and anxious and you need the Holy Spirit comfort this morning. Spirit of comfort, make your presence real to me today. Or maybe you need a defender. You know you're a Christian. You know you seek the best you can to follow Jesus, but you feel so guilty. You have those voices that push you down. Holy Spirit, you are our advocate and defender. There is no more condemnation for those who stand in Christ. Speak to us. Be our bodyguard against the attack of the evil one, his lies, accusation, and deceits. Defend me on every side. And finally, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives gifts for his church and produces fruits. So, Holy Spirit, equip me and equip us to do your will in our family, at work, among our neighbors, in this church, and in our community. Reveal your transforming reality through our life that produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Holy Spirit, breathe on us afresh. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.